This is the A-Rodge Podcast. I'm Austin Rogers, and today I have with me Mr. 95 Poe. What's up, man?
What up, man? Good morning to y'all.
Morning, man. What's going on, man? How you feeling today?
I feel good. Blessed. All right. Happy to be here.
All right, so I'm glad to have you on, man. You know, I've known you for a while. You know, I went to school with you. We were teammates. You know, we hooped together, and yeah. I've been wanting to get you on the show because I've been seeing you do your thing.
Yeah.
So what is it exactly that you do?
Well, right now, see, I make music. You know, it's just rap. I'm just getting my foot in by the month, but I like my progress so far.
All right, so what sort of got you into rap? Where are you from? Because I know you have a
I'm from Pensacola, Florida, little small town. You know, it's kind of rough, but I mean, I came to state luckily, play basketball, do my thing, got to meet people like you. You know, and for music wise, I was always just one of them type of homeboys, like, play a beat, man, let's get on the beat, let's do this. And after I graduated or whatever, I felt like, shoot, why stop? Just go with something I really love to do. If basketball ended for me. So that's what made me want to make music.
So throughout your upbringing, I know you had, how many brothers do you have?
I got 8 brothers.
For real?
Yeah.
I know I follow like 2 of them on Instagram. They're cool. Yeah. I look just alike.
Yeah, I see, I got 2. Them the ones I was raised with, I was 2 with my mom's side. So we real close. The rest of them on my dad's side. I don't really know them that well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So growing up in Pensacola, like, I know you said it was rough earlier. Did that give you sort of like the chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I feel like
more so like, I mean to cut you off, but was it more so like you just growing up with like 2 brothers? Like,
oh nah, see, we grew up, but we got a tight bond, but we all different in our way. We grew up kind of different phases, and I was like the middle child, so it was more rough for me. But I knew when, as I leave the house, I gotta leave the house to do something. It'll make it easier for my younger brother and younger sister. So it was like that. And I feel like adversity wise, yeah, I'm type grew up mom prison, dad prison, you know. And it was like I feel like adversity made me, so I don't regret it. It's just something you go through, make you who you is.
So growing up like that with, like you said, both parents going to prison, did that make you sort of like grow up early and sort of like raise yourself?
Yeah, most definitely. I can't take credit for my older sister. You know, she raised me, but she was in high school just as well as me. So that was kind of rough. But for the most part, yeah, it's definitely going to put a chip on your shoulder because you got a lot of doubts. Like, oh, you're going to turn out like this, you're going to turn out like that. And when you're young, you hear that, and it's like it can influence you. Because if you in the streets wise, you hear, oh, your daddy was this, your mama was this. They praise stuff like that. Like, you know, like with they was doing. And when you're young, it make you feel like, oh yeah, like I got some street credit, you know what I'm saying? And as you get older, you start realizing more and more like that's not the route to go. Mm-hmm. But most definitely though, it was tough, but it do put a chip on your shoulder because you gotta prove everybody wrong.
So with all of that, what was like your driving force? Because it seems like in a situation like that, it wouldn't seem like you would have much hope or much like positivity going on.
My driving force is honestly I can't really say what was my driving force beside myself. It was like I took some L's, you know, and it just, I had to learn from it, and I just had to realize, like, if I don't stop what I'm doing, I'm going to keep being in this circle. And my problem was mostly, like, speaking up. It made me like this, like, if you know me, you know more about me than somebody that says what they, you know what I'm saying? Like, people can say they know me, but they don't really know me. They don't know, like, dang, Pope, goofy, Pope really cool, Pope like this, you know. They see Pope like, oh, he bad, he get in trouble a lot. But it's not even like that with me. You know, I get along with everybody I come across, you know, mostly when they get to know me. But first impression, if you just go by what you heard, it's probably like, oh, he probably around here fighting, doing something he don't supposed to do. But that was just me. It was a phase I was going through, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had to let anger go, and like that chip on my shoulder that I had to make it seem like, also me feeling like I gotta prove everybody wrong, was turned out to be a bad thing, because I started doing stuff to care about what others think. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, I'm trying to prove to y'all so bad. Then I had to just let it go and realize I don't got to prove nobody anything. Just be me. And once I mastered that, life been better.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know if you remember, it was like maybe a few years ago, I had a conversation with you.
Yeah.
And you were telling me, it was like at one point, this is when you were still playing, but it was at one point you thought about not playing.
Yeah.
And then you were thinking like, man, I don't really like this. Because I know you're a competitor.
Yeah.
So you seem like you always want to, like, compete and just be the best at everything you do. That's what I see in your rapping as well. Because I see how hard you work. I see your workers in the studio, always pushing your stuff out, always trying to make plugs, just doing whatever it takes.
Yeah, see, I'm definitely a competitor. I feel like, man, if you're going to do something and you put your mind to it, then why not be the best at it? And that's what I was telling you. I was like, man, shoot, I was you young. I know when the time comes, you're going to be the man. You can't nobody tell you that. You know what I'm saying? That's like something a coach can't tell you, a friend can't tell you. That's just something you feel. And I just feel like passion that I have for things that I go after of, it's something that is like intangible. I feel it when nobody else can. It's like an energy, like a wave.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. So talk about 9-5. What exactly is 9-5?
9-5 is something that me, my friends, and you know, Khalil, I know everybody knows Khalil. It's something that we just made up, man. We got friends in Atlanta, and we lost a friend here at State, and he made us have a connection with people in Atlanta. We called him Jet. Everybody know him, and his cousins was in, and they called themselves 9-5. So we was just like, well, let's just make it a family. Like, let's just have 9-5 a family, like, to represent him and his death, like, because we wouldn't know each other if it wasn't for him. So 9-5 is just a family. That's what it is. I mean, people gonna try to make it like, oh, it's a gang, or it's really not. I mean, it's what you want to make it, however it feel to you. But to me, it's a family. Like, and my brothers, you know, all of us are Muslims. In the house, we pray together, you know, and we on the come on together.
Yeah, I was about to say, it seems like, didn't you like recently convert?
Yeah, I converted. I didn't have a religion at first. You know, I was just one of the ones like, I got to see it to believe it. And just being around the family, getting brought in around the family when I moved to Atlanta, it kind of just brushed off on me and got me interested, and I started reading. And it was on, honestly.
So has that, like, changed any part of your lifestyle? Like, do you look at things, like, completely differently?
Yeah, like, I'm a more calm person. I used to be one of the ones, I want to go to the party, I want to turn up, we drink, somebody say something, we going. Like, and it just be like, nah. Like, men that I've been reading and I've been praying, I'm more, like, calm, like, just humble, just on the grind. That's why I keep working the way I do, going to the studio, because it's something I want to do, and it keep me out the way. And it just keep me, and I just like, it just, thanks to God, you know, it just, he got me like that. I didn't even know I didn't get like that myself. So when I look back at myself, like, oh, dang, you doing good. Like, keep it up, don't stop. And that's all it is.
So what was, like, the first time where you actually saw that you had potential? When you actually figured, like, man, I can actually be a rapper. I can actually do this.
That, the first song was a month ago. And, well, we made the F as you saying. And it was a freestyle. And I was like, oh, it's kind of catchy. And my friend was like, go to the studio. So when I first got in there, I first got to the mic, I kind of choked. I'm like, I don't like how I sound. And they're like, nah, just keep with it, keep going. Then when I finally heard it, and then I called Jay Norm, I was like, man, I saw Jay Norm do a baby shower video. And I was like, Jay Norm know how to shoot videos. I was like, he can do music videos. And I know Jay Norm from Lockhart. Yeah, and I know Jay Norm is one of the people that I say that knows me, like, actually knows me.
Yeah,
so it was, yeah, see, yeah. And it was like, I was like, so I know he know Pope, so he know the real Pope, so he gonna get Pope goofy, he gonna get that energy in the video that I want. And once we put the video together, and I was just like, oh yeah, I could do this. Then I just been going nonstop.
Yeah, because I saw during homecoming, you were on stage with the babies.
I was like, because I'm a real big the baby fan. Like, honestly, like, not even the mainstream the baby. Like, I was listening to the baby when he was making pull up music and he was like, when he had songs was like, bring yourself up the street. You know what I'm saying? So I was when he was on the stage, I was down there. I was like, man, come up the street. And he was just like, I can't play that. He was like, oh, you must really be a fan, come up here. And then that's when I came up there, and we had to play the animal, because, you know, it's the college, and I understand the rules, you can't break. But yeah, I just been the baby fan. I actually told my friends, I said, before I go to this concert, man, I'm getting on the stage. I know I'm getting on the stage. I got to.
Yeah, Yeah, I had to get up there.
I like Stunna for Vegas too, but it's not even, I don't even listen to the baby just because of his music. I listen to it because he is. I like how he set his platform up. Like, he one of the ones that the Falcon that shoot his videos, kind of same thing me and Jay Norn got going on, from Charlotte, know each other, you know, and it's like, we're going to build a platform together. So it's kind of, I admire him and how he set his business up to the fact that I'm a fan, you know. That's really what it is.
Yeah, I like that. I like those type of like relationships, because I peeped that too. I was like, okay.
Just most definitely. Like, I feel, because people be like, oh, you gotta get your promo here with the people that's already blow. But I mean, you gotta think about it. They already blow. They really gonna promote your music like that. Yeah. Once you get somebody that know you and y'all know each other, and I want you to see it as I with me, like as my brother, as my friend, or whatever, you gonna want to just about it. I do. It may take a little take. It may seem like it take a long time, but it really not. You know what I'm saying? It's because once you get the right sound, everything else gonna catch up. And that's how I feel about like what me and Jay Norn doing as videos and music. I feel like we pushing stuff out now, and when everybody see it keep coming, you know, everybody gonna have, I want to hit every genre so everybody can like it, you know. And then when they go back, they like, oh yeah, made this, or he made this, and all that stuff get blowed as well. So it's like it's gonna catch up, you know. Like, that's how I feel about it. And like I said, I knew Jay Norm could shoot videos when I saw him. Just the way he dressed, way he carried himself, he looked like he, you know what I'm saying, looked like he just do that. So it was like, yeah, we gonna turn it up, and we've been on it.
Yeah, and I like those type of relationships too, like, because that's why I really think helps build both platforms, for both people. Because it's like, if you look at in the past, you see like Gucci Mane and Zaytoven. Like, I look at like producers and rappers. Like, you see Chief Keef and Young Chop, Gucci Mane, Zaytoven, like Dr. Dre and like NWA and stuff like that. And I feel like when you have two different platforms, you can build off each other.
Yeah, most definitely.
Make connections.
Yeah, and I think it will go into that. And like you said, I already have a relationship knowing each other. Like I said, it's just, we don't even have to say anything. We on the same page. Like, when I feel the music, they know, like, I know Pope want me to drop this video. Hey, Pope, I'm going to drop it Saturday. I'm like, you already know. Come on. Let's do it. Like, what we waiting on? And I feel like that's the problem with people. Like, we getting told, like, we got time. We got time. I think that's the biggest lie we ever told. Like, we got time, you know? Like, especially everything that's going on, everybody dying, trying to get to where they trying to be. You know, I feel like time always ticking. So what you hesitating for, do it. You know, if it's something you want to do, do it. And that's what I live by, man. Do it. I can wake up, I can leave here right now, go to the studio if I like it, man. Come on, Jay Norm. Like, let's drop it. Yeah.
So what was your first music video like? Like, how was that?
It was like a nervous thing, but like Jay Norm was more like, just be Pope, rap it for real. Cause first when we start shooting the video, I'm like just mouthing it. Like, I don't know how to shoot a video, you know? So I'm just mouthing it. Like, hopefully like you just feel my energy. And Jay Norm like, man, if you want the energy though, you gotta rap it for real. Like, rap it while we in here and I'm just recording you. And then we did it, and I saw myself, I promise you, I probably played the video like 30 times myself after he dropped it. I'm just looking at it over and over, and I not only am I looking at it, I'm kind of like, shoot, like basketball, how we study film, I'm studying it, like what I should do better, and I'm studying the sound and how it look, like what movements do this. And that's what I was like. And then when we did the second video, I'm like, okay, we getting better. Yeah. And not only is I'm getting better as an entertainer video-wise, it was like, keep going in the studio, too. I'm finding my sound. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we just keep getting better and better. And I see us growing. It's only been a month, you know? And it's just like, yeah, it's fun. It's just fun. It's good vibes, for real.
So what kind of sound do you think you have? Do you think you have like a South Florida sound? Do you think you have Southern sound, more of a Atlanta sound, more of a new age sound?
I feel like my sound is unique because I feel like I got all three places in me. It's like, I'm from Florida, but I came to school in Montgomery, you know, and I met friends in Alabama. You know, I really have a bigger fan base in Alabama than I do in Florida. I mean, it's neck to neck, but I got both of them. And then moving to Atlanta, seeing the music there, and it was like, oh, you can do music in Atlanta. It's easy. It could be, but would it be you? Like, or are you just going to fit in with the rest of them? You know, so to me, I was like, why not take, like, who I am? And I feel like my sound, you get Alabama, you get some Florida, you even get Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to be, I don't want to sound like anyone. I just wanted to be like, oh yeah, that's Pope. I wanted people to know, like, that's Pope when he come on, not nobody else. That's Pope, you know? And that's what I kind of go for.
Yeah. Well, this is the A-Rodz Podcast. I with me, 9-5 Pope. We will be back shortly.
Hey, yeah, it's cool. I like this.
Yeah. Pop my shit.
Yeah, I hit the beat and go eight shit. That how it is when you thuggin' for real. Yeah, I beat them cases, won't say shit. That how it is when you thuggin' for real. Yeah, a nigga come down with that face shit, he gon' get popped like a motherfucker pill. Yeah, had to show a nigga what's the deal. Had to show a nigga what it is. Need me a house sitting on a hill. Bad bitch counting up bills. You niggas part faking, you gon' take a deal. Yeah, hit a pussy nigga with the steel.
I get the sick and I spaz, I crash out up at that joint, yo man.
Yeah, my nigga told me to get money, so I ran in my digits, I got on my grind. Yeah, little nigga won't be by his shorty, he better be with it, I'm slanking that eye.
Yeah, my niggas never drop a dime. Bad bitch, I'ma kill a spine. This shit every time, I got it on my wife.
Yeah, ain't no love from the hoe, I'm hearing thoughts. Your nigga won't stand to get his ass popped.
Yeah,
get his ass rocked, yeah. Free all of my odds, yeah.
Pull up and call shot, yeah. I get the sick and I spaz, I crash out up at that chewing your mans. Yeah, well, I get the bitch brought back, I'm fucking all perky, she rolling those in. When I get the loop, I'ma cash out, gotta keep grind, I'ma stick to the plan. Gotta get mine, what the fuck is you saying? Yeah, the fuck is you saying? The fuck is you saying? The fuck is you saying? The fuck is you saying?
Got 9-5 Pope with me, man. What's
what
up?
What it do? What it do?
All right, then I also have my producer, Miss Jamaica.
I'd be so weak when you say Miss Jamaica. But I got a few questions for you about your religion and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with different rappers like Kevin Gates and stuff, they do talk a lot about their spirituality,
right,
and stuff like that in their music.
Right.
So do you plan on incorporating some of that into your
music? Yeah. Eventually, you know, I don't see nothing wrong with it, because I feel like with all religions, we all believe in a high power. Mm-hmm. So I feel like no one's going to judge, you know. So I feel like that's why they're more comfortable with putting that in their music. Usually people be like, well, if you ain't Christian, there's something wrong with you. But nah, not necessarily. I mean, all of us believe in God. We just believe on a different path to how we want to get to him, or, you know.
Yeah. I believe that's mostly with, like, the black community in general. Most of us kind of just like believe in Christianity because it's something that was like
put on us. Yeah.
And like, and it's just because we ain't educated about other, you know,
right,
religions.
Yeah.
Like that. But once you do, and you just be like, damn. Oh, I can't. You just be like, dang, you know, it's just a whole nother world out there that you didn't even realize.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But when you read, and lucky about me, like being pushed up on in a Christian church early, mm-hmm, like, before I was like, okay, yeah, it's not for me. You know what I'm saying? I did read. You know, I was able to. That's what made me decide. Like, it didn't make sense to me. I didn't understand it, you know? Mm-hmm. And even when I took on a Muslim religion, it was like some things that they say I can reflect on. Like, okay, this was in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Like, Christianity Bible, too. And it's like, okay, well, I see what they was, you know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't start making it make sense, you know?
Yeah.
But it's sometimes it takes that. You have to branch out and, you know, find yourself. Yeah.
Because, like, growing up, I feel like I was more, I definitely was, like, Christian was kind of, like, forced on me.
Yeah.
But now, like, as I'm older, and I kind of have seen what so-called Christians do in the church and stuff like that, and you just realize,
right, it's
like,
that's what I was wrong at, too. Like, as in, like, I felt like I was wrong at looking at it, like, as a church-wise. I'm looking at the church more than I'm looking at, okay, what's the word, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the church. You can't really look at the church, because it's kind of like, that's a business.
Right.
You know, and they got to get paid. The pastor got to get paid.
Right.
It's a business got to be ran. So I stopped fault in the church, because that was my problem. It's like, man, this don't make sense. Look at this, y'all getting money here, or this don't make sense. And where we go to Drumar on Fridays, and with my religion, they actually, like, if you in need, they give you money. They don't take money. They'll take donations if you want to. You know, it's not like okay, everybody stand for offering. It's like you give what you can, but it's going probably to your Muslim brother that's in need. So
like, what was the process of like doing that, of like converting, like actually like going over there and like?
It was really, honestly, I went. First, I read for like a month straight, just reading. I was reading a book of Quran, and then I made up my mind. I was like, yeah, you know, and I had to look around, because we are, you know, as Muslims, we always say Assalamu Alaikum, or, you know what I'm saying? When we say Assalamu Alaikum, we're greeting each other with peace and blessings. Mm-hmm. You know, first I had to realize what was being said to me, and I had to read what was going on. Mm-hmm. And it just made sense, like, God, Allah, is all about peace and blessings. And then I started looking at my life, like I told you, I was becoming so calm, and I was just getting blessed, and it was just music, and just being able to live on my own, like, you know, in the land of my whole family in Florida, you by yourself. First, mm-hmm. And, you know, and you making a way, and you just like, dang, how is this working for me? Yeah. And I just had to take a look around me, and it's just like peace and blessings everywhere, you know. And that's what got me like, oh yeah, I definitely need to take this more serious, you know. And if I want to convert, I just woke up and was like, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. And when I went, and I remember our dean, he was like, he was telling me, there was like study of dean, our imam, and the imam was like, before you convert, you know, this not pushed up on you. And he was telling me like, we love Jesus as well. We just don't believe in Jesus as a prophet, mm-hmm. you know. And he was like, is you sure it's something you want to do? And I was just like, yeah. And he was at first, he was saying stuff, and he was making me repeat out them, because
that's
he was,
like, when he was like whispering.
Yeah, and he was saying it in Arabic, and I wasn't fluent as I am now to understand what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And so I was repeating out them. And I remember after taking my Shahad, it's called our Shahad, a bunch of Muslims coming up to me, and it was like, thank you. And I was trying to figure out, like, oh, thank you. And it was like, yeah, you know, when we witness your Shahad becoming turning Muslim, our sins get wiped away. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. So dudes was really in there like, yeah, like, you know, yeah. Like looking at you like, and I'm just like, yeah. And I was just like, okay, you know. And then I remember what's so crazy, and this is another thing that influenced me to make music. It was I had went into the store after I just did my Shahad, and I had met this other Akmean Muslim brother. And I went in, and he was like, you Muslim? And I was like, yeah. I said, I just took my Shahad today. And he just went to like, oh, man. Oh, really? Man, that's wonderful. Man, that's great. He's like, man, I see so much things in you. Like, you already humble. You was already a Muslim before you knew it, you know? You just not accepting it, you know? And he was like, you going to be a rapper. And I just wanted to, I was looking at my friends like, what? Because everybody know I'm already like 2 weeks before that. But let's go to the studio. Yeah. Nobody want to listen to me. I'm like, man, let's go to the studio. And I was like, okay, y'all ain't going to listen to me until I do it myself. Mm-hmm. And then when they saw him be like, you going to be a rapper. And we have no idea who he was. You don't know us. I was just like, oh yeah, that's crazy. Like, did you read my mind or something? Like, how you know I want to rap? He was like, you going to do it too because you humble. And I was just like, yeah, yeah. And that right there was like, I'm going to the studio by myself. Don't care. You don't want to come. You'll get on it when you see me doing it, you know?
Yeah. I was going to ask that. So was it automatic support off top from everybody?
I could say as close friends like you and other group, like, it was support off the top. Like, and the thing I like about my friends, it was like, okay, this is your first song. Now we see where you're going with it, but you got to get better. You know what I'm saying? But they're not going to be like, man, nah, that's lame. Like, they don't sound right. Nah, they gonna be like, they really influenced me, because they know, like, how when I be freestyling them, how it supposed to sound, and I'm gonna get there. Because you gotta learn how to work the background, the ad libs, the backdrop. You gotta know what goes where, you know. And once we master it, it's on, you know. And then, yeah, so my support. And then I feel like I could have got more support, you know what I'm saying? I feel like in certain ways, I get support from other rappers, like Two Liter Luke. Like, no lie, when I had like questions, or when I didn't even have to ask him, he was just like, Pope, if you're gonna rap, he was like, this is what you gotta do, this is who you need to talk to, this is who you need to talk to by video. So I actually shot a video with Sanborn that shoot Two Liter Luke.
Sanborn, yeah,
But he is tough. And like, don't get me wrong, him and Jay Law are some good photographers. But I was just like, more like, I'm gonna stick with Jay Norn. Cause it was just, it goes back to it. I'm gonna keep my platform. Like, that's Luke guy. No, you know, no disrespect to them or nothing. Like, that's good. Like, he fits Luke. I feel like Jay Norn more fits.
Yeah, I was about to say, are him and Luke like?
Yeah, that's Luke man guy when it comes to like videos. For right now, you know, to Luke, I mean, he got the album coming out, so hope he out of that. I mean, he might do work with more people, but I know for me right now, like, my right hand is Jay Norn. It don't matter how big you get, it don't matter if I shoot one video with somebody bigger, if that song goes up, if I feel like it's a great song and can't nobody, I can't see my vision, I know Jay Norn gonna see it. So I'm always gonna Jay Norn. Yeah, always.
So have you ever thought about like making a song with Jay Norn? Because I know he raps a little bit.
Yeah, whenever Jay Norn, like, you, right now he just been straight videos. So I know, so whenever he, you know, feel like, come on, let's make a song, most definitely. I'm with all of it. I don't have a problem with that. Me and Luke gonna make a song too. Yeah, I was telling him we should make a song, and then I was telling him, I was like, but I got to find my flow first. And Luke was like, Pope, you already got your flow. You got your flow. But I know, like, the vision that's in my head for myself, like, can't nobody really see it. So it's like, nah, I can get better. Like, I can get better. And Luke already got his flow. You know what I'm saying? Like, he make good music. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, when I get to that level, we gonna meet. Like, see you at the top. Like, you know, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, and I like that camaraderie, like you said, between the two of you.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that stands out about Luke is Luke's getting better, right? And Luke already has, like, a nice little fan base when it comes to, like, Montgomery.
Right,
and
right.
He's getting better. Like, I can see him getting better.
Yeah.
And the thing about him is he's not afraid to put his name out there. I feel like when it comes to music, you have to be, like, all out. You have to be all or nothing. Like,
yeah.
You have to tell out. You can't be afraid to tell anybody. You can't be afraid to, like...
Yeah, because you never know. You never know who that person might be, who they might know, especially in the music industry right now. It's big. Mm-hmm. And the reason it's big is social media. I feel like right now this social media platform that we have is a way for everybody in our era to get rich. If you look at it, you can use it in a negative way. Mm-hmm. If you want to. Like, if that's something you're into, try to get rich. I mean, look what everybody doing now. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be smart about it, it's like, it's the way to get rich.
Yeah.
You know what we doing right now? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's all meeting on social media. It's the way to get rich. So, mm-hmm. You know, we talk when we're young. It's like, get this good job, work to retire. Yeah. You know, I did that when I graduated college. The first thing I was like, I ain't going back home. You know, at home, nothing but trouble. Like, stay, you know, got to stay afloat, you know. Mm-hmm. And I went out to be a firefighter. And it was just something I was like, man, I can't work for nobody. Like, I just feel like, I got too much talent. Like, I feel like my story needs to be heard, to be buried by being a firefighter. Nothing against firefighters or nothing like that. It's like, you know, it's whatever, you know, whatever fits you. And it just didn't fit me. And that's why I was like, yeah, I can't do the firefighter. I was in the class doing the training. It was just like, Like, nah, man, I need to go make music because I want to be vocal, you know? I want to tell my story. Yeah, but I don't want to tell my story about, like, pain songs. I don't want nobody to cry or nothing like that. I just want people to know me, know, like, Pope deserve it, you know? And then it's like, I'd rather do stuff like interviews and tell my story. But I don't want to make too much, like, pain music because it's just it ain't me. It ain't me. Like, I want to turn you up. I want you to swag, kind of. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then just ask me about my story or do stuff like this.
So as far as, like, the local artists and stuff like that, like, who do you want to collab with or you feel like really, like, fit your sound?
In Montgomery?
Yeah. Or, like, in Alabama in general?
In Alabama,
Or artists on the come up, just
yeah. Well, yeah. If I had to pick a Alabama artist that I collab with, it'd definitely be like Lil Soulja from Birmingham.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like his flow.
Yeah.
I like his flow. It's like that hard voice. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that hard voice. Like, you can preach almost. You know.
Yeah.
I like it, and I feel like that's like the new wave right now. You know, I feel like, man, some people just going in the studio, they just saying anything. They making their own sound, and it's like you can't knock it because you might, like, for example, like Lil Key. At first, I'm like, I don't even know what he's saying, and after the music kind of growing on me, it's just like, oh yeah,
yeah, that's
you. Like, you know, like it's like you, like you got to just jump on it.
Yeah, that's like how one of my favorite rappers is. His name is Rokane. He's from Detroit.
Yeah.
And he has like a, like, it's like he yells, like his voice cracks and all yeah. that. But it's like it's his flow. See,
yeah,
like,
see, that's the thing with me too. It's like I'm not like I said, I'm a DaBaby fan. Mm-hmm. I love DaBaby, but I also love music. Like I don't have like a person I just wake up like how I say I love DaBaby for who he is. Like I like his music because of who he is. Mm-hmm. But like I like him because of that only mostly. But like music wise. Man, I'm the type, man, I'd be listening to people from New York, Chicago, yeah. people never heard of, mm-hmm. you know, and it'd just be like, dang, who this is? Like, we have a dude back home from Florida, his name Frozone. He young. Mm-hmm. He in high school, but when you get on the beat, it's like, oh, dang, like, he grown. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So it's like I just love good music. Like, man, if you make good music, you got passionate music like me, I'll collab with you. I'm always with networking. I want to see it. I'm the type want to see everybody eat. Yeah.
Mm. Like when you say you like him as a person or like you like his actual like persona. So I remember seeing a Breakfast Club interview like in 2013. It was Gucci Mane on there. Mm. And he was talking about he can't respect a rapper if he knows they're like a sucker. Like he said you can have like the number one hit in the club. But like if he knows your personality, if he knows that you like a lame, he can't listen yeah. to you. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, personally, yeah, like, not even, like, if you are lame, if I'm more of a person like, man, if you know who you are and you don't try to be nobody else, I don't care if you are lame, like.
What about Tekashi?
See, nah, see, that was, he was trying to act like something he wasn't, you know, yeah. like, yeah, nah, I can't, nah, I mean, because of that fact alone, like, everybody knows you trying to be somebody you're not, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, like, man, if I feel like whatever you is, if you lame, you, it don't matter. Like, just know, as long as you be you, and I know that you being you, yeah, I'm a support all the time. But if I know you faking, it's like, I can't go down with you.
Exactly.
It's like, I can't go down with you because that's going to get you nowhere. Pretending ain't going to get you nowhere. Probably feel like it for the moment, but it's always going to come back. And I feel like that's what happened with Tekashi. You did all that pretending and ended up in a situation. You know, and now it's like, oh, not a real you coming out. It's like, too late. The real you should have been out, you know. Like, you should have been handled that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about, like, well, just yesterday, rapper Pop Smoke passed away.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about, as far as rappers, like, putting themselves out there as far, do you feel like when they're new that they have to move a certain way? Or do you feel like just, like,
I feel like, yeah, I feel like even now I move a certain way because I'm rapping, you know, mm-hmm. and it's like you give visuals off and people kind of see what you have going on in life, but you kind of want to move like silent, you know, you always hear you there, nobody never know where you're going to be, you know, mm-hmm. and I feel like that situation just greed because that's the thing, like, that's the problem I feel like in the world. Like, we look at people and be like, oh, I want that, and you'd rather take it, you know, like, far as, like, work for it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it just kind of, like, it's a real situation, and it's just, like, you got to always be where it's, like, that situation got me thinking, like, when I post pictures and watch where I put my address, yeah. that's for anybody. I don't even feel like it's like, okay, that's just for rappers. I feel like that's for anyone. Anybody should move like that. Like, that what happened to him should be an example for everybody. Like, man, everybody, somebody wants something that you got. Always. That's everybody. Whether we see it or not, it's always. So it's like everybody should move more. Like, don't just be thinking like, oh, the world is just, it's just great, and everybody love me. I can do it. You can't fall into that mindset. And I don't want to live, necessarily live paranoid neither. Yeah. It's just move, like, you just got to be safe. Yeah, yeah, like, be considerate about what you got going on.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, when I first saw it, I just see Pop Smoke murder. I'm like, oh, man. You know, the age-old story, kid from New York, Brooklyn. He was back home, you know, messing around, got killed. But then I found out, he got killed in L.A.
Yeah.
He got killed in his nice home
Yeah,
in L.A.
And he's 20. And that's the thing, like, he's 20. And that's why I go back to what I was saying when I was like, man, when you want to, when we being told that we have time is the, you know what I'm saying, the biggest lie ever because, man, he's 20,
and
you know?
And the thing is, the last, like, because I watched his story, like, when I found out about it and I was just, like, looking. And if you just look at his story, it's just a normal day. He got, like, a lineup. Yeah. It's just a normal day. He went somewhere. And then the last thing on his story, the last thing he ever posted was, like, a view from his house. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, the hills. And I don't know if he was in L.A. or or Calabasas or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was like a hill and it was beautiful. You could see like the city and you could see like all the houses on the hill. It was at nighttime and it was like gorgeous. Yeah. And I was like, man, in his mind, he's thinking like, man, I made it.
Yeah, that's it. Like, yeah,
he
so
had
that's
no clue that he was gonna die.
That's like, what I feel. Yeah, that's the part that's sad. It's like, dang, like yeah, I just yeah. And you just and I'm not even gonna say we like some people look at it like, dang, they took it away from him, but. At the same time, they didn't. I mean, it's gonna be there. It's gonna live forever. You know, like his family. You know, he probably made a way for them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes people are put on this earth for probably that role. You know, it's like you meant to be the one to have your family break out. You know what I'm saying? And is some people live to see it. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. some people just making it and they pass on. And it just, you know, life crazy. It has a way, you know? And it's like he did what he wanted to do. So it's kind of like, you know, he did. In a way, he still made it, you know?
Yeah.
He still made, he just made a way for his family. Now they have a platform, right. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he got kids, but if he did, you know, now they have a platform. So he didn't leave the earth not encompassing anything. So I feel like that's a good thing. That's a way you can look at it, you know?
Yeah. I think about that too, because like when Fredo Santana died, like a yeah. guy posted, I think it was, what's that rapper name? I think Bodie or somebody. He was like, yeah, y'all see like a tragedy. A man died at 27 years old. He said, but I see a kid who grew up rough, made it out of Chicago,
right.
lived in LA, and got to pretty much live his dream life. Even though it wasn't yeah. that long, he still made right. it out and he still saw success. So that's better than like what a lot of people don't see.
Yeah. But as people, and especially as the ones that were in the house were definitely black, we got to do better. Like, I just feel like you got to do better. Like, we got to do better. And it's not over. I feel like it's happening every day. But these situations is just now kind of waking people up to it. But, man, this go on. This is what people don't see. This is why, like, people like me don't go home. You know what I'm saying? It could be just because I just went to college. You know, and people be thinking, oh, he got a degree, he got that. But when you're a real college student, you're like, yeah, it don't stop though when you get a degree, you know. But to these people, you doing something they ain't never seen. These people never left. They never, you know, so that's why I moved where I moved. Like, oh, are you in Florida or are you in Montgomery? You're in Atlanta. I'm going to keep them guessing. Because it's like, you don't never really want nobody to really know. It's just moving safe, especially when you're trying to establish yourself. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to build your platform, because that stuff happens every day. And I'm speaking from friends, from homeboys that do it. You know, it's like, it's not what's up. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, but this, when it happens to a celebrity, it's like, oh, the world woke to it, man. It's just going on every day. It go on in Montgomery. It go on in small Pensacola. You know what I'm saying? Like, my city in Florida, if you look at it, we got the top five. We the top five smallest city with the murder rate. And it's just like, how, man? This is where people come vacation at. And I be trying to get people to understand, like, people vacation at Pensacola Beach. Pensacola Beach is in Gulf Breeze, Florida. You know what I'm saying? That's not Pensacola. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm from in Pensacola, I'm from Pensacola Village. It's one way in, one way out. You know, I've seen crazy things from 9-month-olds dying. You know what I'm saying? Baby that's just born. Like, people shooting the house, killing babies, you know? So it's just like, yeah, this stuff been going on. And it's just like, and sometimes it make me not like how when celebrities die, it gets so much credit, you know? When 20-year-olds die, 16-year-olds die every day, it's like, oh, because they're not famous, it ain't hitting the platform. It just kind of make me feel like, yeah, you gotta wake them up. That's what I want to do one day when I make it, because I know I will. I'm going to tell people, like, man, look, you feel me? I want to give back, you know? Like, we had this NBA player, Reggie Evans. He was in the league, and he's from Pensacola Village. And I remember when he was coming up in the league, he was always called me Jay Rich, because I was like one project I was dunking on everybody. He's like, that's Jay Richardson, you know what I'm saying? And he built a gym in my project. Like, he put a gym right there, and that's something we didn't have, because like we had the court we had outside got shot up. Next thing you know, the rims again took off. When you got nowhere to play ball, you know what I'm saying? When you got nowhere to play ball, you got nowhere to do. We in the streets, yeah. You getting in trouble. But And, you know, I had a talent. Luckily, it was like, oh, yeah, you can hoop. I always knew I could hoop. I never cared about hooping, though. It was like, man, I was one of the kids, and I'm dropping my book back off. I'm jumping in the streets. As soon as I get home, forget it. Until people would just tell me, like, man, you really can play basketball. And that's why I felt like I was missing the basketball sometimes. Like, you know, I see people, like, when I got to Montgomery, I got to train, like, with your dad. And it was like, that was my first time honestly training. Like, you know, it was always pick a basketball up and just go play. But you can see that in my game. Like, Pope just going to hoop. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no, it's not no, oh, set, do this. But sometimes I wish, like, I could have learned that. But, you know what I'm saying? But now it's like, being that, what I took from it is when I get to where I'm going, I want to do something like that. You know, like teach how trainers come there, teach the kids in the projects. Like, that's how it is.
Yeah, because I had a guy, last podcast I did, Ladarian Fields, and he has like an app or whatever. He has like,
yeah, I know. Yeah, Phil, my boy. Phil just cut my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he tries to do the little No Fear festivals, so people will so it could bring like more stuff for the kids in Montgomery to do.
Right.
He was like, when there's not enough to do, it turns people into menaces to society. Mm-hmm.
But the thing about Montgomery, it's a big music scene right now. Like, it's, you got people from, shoot, just state alone. Everybody want to rap, everybody want to make music. But see, the only thing about, like, our school as a university got to get together is about supporting each other. Like, even like me, being that I graduated December 18th, it's like, I'm still going to support anybody come out of here. What I didn't know, what I don't know much about them is the fact, like, you went to Alabama State, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like here is like it's a competition. Yeah, true. Like, you could be a competitive and still support, you know? Like, I'm, like he, like Austin said, I'm a big competitor. Like, I'm competitive. Like, when I see people make music, I'm like, I gotta go hard in them, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still gonna support you. Like, I still wanna see you eat too. And I feel like, let's compete. Like, let's go at it. Like, who knows? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can compete as far as, like, whose song's better, who this and that. But the main idea is we're dropping songs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We keeping it coming. Yeah, we keeping it
better.
Yeah, and that's how it should be. And I feel like at this university, me as a person, I mean, I know my reputation as a person. Like I said, if you know me, you know me. If you don't, you got your own idea. I feel like, in a way, that probably, like, handicapped my support from state. You know, because it's like, oh, that dude was at the party smiling, or he was in the gym fighting, or that's the boy that had the girls, that such and such. It's just like, all right, you know what I'm saying? But it's kind of, to me, with me, it's more like, okay, it was college, guys. Come on, let it go.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was college. You feel me? Like, I wasn't even, my mindset in college wasn't, no, man, I wasn't thinking about what I'm finna be doing right now. I was like, man, I was wilding. You know what I'm saying? But I graduated. And that's what people didn't know. He's like, oh, right. Dang, all that he went through, he graduated. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I had to talk with Coach Sewell. And Coach Sewell was like, man, you did what people didn't expect you to do. Mm-hmm. And Coach Sewell knows me. Coach Sewell knows my story. All of them know. But me and Coach Sewell was close, being that he, like, recruited me. Mm-hmm. And it was like, he was just telling me, he made me say, like, don't look at it like, because me, I personally got my degree. Like, oh, yeah, I got a degree.
Yeah.
Cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a criminal justice degree. I chose criminal justice because, like it was either going to be physical education or criminal justice. And I was like, well, let me do criminal justice. You know what I'm saying? But then when I got more into it, and stuff was too much was happening at the time, too. Like, police brutality, everything was happening. I was like, I don't think I want to even get involved in nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? But the whole time, I'm still freestyling with my homeboys when I get home. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, the answer's been here the whole time. Like, I want to make music. I should have been doing this.
Yeah.
And that's how it led.
Yeah, but it's better late than never.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, most definitely. Because I was like, man, you know, you told, like, go work a good job. You retire. And when I look at it, it's like, dang, you retire. I'm looking at people that come to work that's already retired from another job. And they just be like, why are you still working? You know, and they just be like, oh, but they'll brag about, like, oh, I've been retired, root to root. And I'm just like, but you can't sit down yet. And it just made me feel like, nah, it gotta be another way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It gotta be another way. Nothing against people that's hard working. That's good. Mm-hmm. You know, but for me, it just had to be a different way. Like, I see myself getting more fast. Like, I don't feel like, why, like I, it still go back to we don't have time, like, do it now. You know?
So what was, like, your 9-to-5s before you started doing all this?
None. I ain't through school. Man, I was playing basketball, so I ain't really have a job during school. I mean, I had, like, a little work study, but I did, when I first got to state, like, that summer, and nobody ever knew, I went to Hunger House. I was working at Hunger House, straight piece of man.
Really?
Man, I ain't, man,
I was
what?
Working at Hunger House one summer.
Oh, yeah, because I'm the type, it was kind of like because nobody knew, because it was like a pride thing. Like, I had my uniform in the car, I changed in the car, go to work, get back to
Hunger House.
I did deliver, but that sign was not going on my car. To be in college, and you know, you get them tips, and I was on the one on Burbank. So it was so I'm way out the way. Nobody know nothing. But right. I'm hitting Faulkner. I'm getting the good neighborhood, exit 9. I'm coming home, tilt said. They're like, oh, Pope got money. What are you doing, girl? I'm a piece of man.
Right. See, I was on Carter Hill Road, but they still was kind of like, you know, generous with me. I guess because I was a girl or whatever, and delivering and stuff like that, and it was hot.
I did that for the summer, and then after that I ain't really too much had to get a job, because I was in the reserve in the military, because when I had first got to school and before Coach Jack there helped me out with, you know, with basketball and with the money, and you know, and when I first got here it was kind of like, well, I ain't finna be at school struggling. Like, I refuse to be paying for school. Like, you know.
So what was it like?
So I had a recruiter.
Okay.
See, and he was just like, the recruiters are the best lines in the world too, by the way. But so he like, yeah, you gonna do this, you gonna do that. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I was like, how long gotta be gone? So he like, you just be gone a semester. So I remember going to Coach Jack, and I was like, hey, Coach, I'm going to be gone for a semester. And I said, I'm going to come back. I'm going to catch the semester up in the summer. Like, I'll make it up, but I'm going to come back in February. So I actually had left school for a semester, and I went to basic training, got here. And when I got basic training, I'm like, what money at for school? Oh, you got to wait. You got to be in school for like a semester. I'm like, man, why you don't tell nobody that before you have me go? So he was like, but you'll get it. So I did end up getting it. I mean, my school's partially paid basketball and military. So it was like, okay, well, I'm good. Like, at least I ain't got no debt. You know, I graduated no debt. So that's lucky. You know what I'm saying?
That's like the main thing.
Okay. Yeah, so I was with my refunds and stuff at school. I was able to do what I wanted to do. So it was kind of like I didn't have to have a job no more.
So what's like your process, like when you go in the studio, do you like just rap off the dome, or do you like,
man, I'm going, I like, if I'm like, if I'm riding, my process start before I get to the studio, because it's like when I'm in the car, I'm already like thinking stuff in my head, or I probably done heard a beat and I just write now, or I voice memo what I said, so I can remember it. But then when I go to the studio, I have all that stuff on my phone. But then when I go to the studio and I hear a beat, I go with something totally different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then, like, certain little fill-in pieces, I'd be like, okay, that can go here. And I remember when I said this before I got in here, I fit it in somehow.
Mm-hmm. So do you plan on doing more live shows, or any live shows in the coming future?
Yeah, I mean, being that y'all kind of gave my first experience with this, I kind of like it. So I definitely can see myself doing it again. I feel like I'd be good. Yeah. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
So I know you're like a freestyler and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you mind freestyling something?
Man, I see, like, I can. It's just like,
I don't know if you
gotta be the right vibe.
Yeah.
Nah, not even that. It's just like, I don't want to say something I'm supposed to say.
It ain't gonna be on like the radio, but it's just like the podcast, so it can be like a little more like, you know, it's a little more lenient.
Mm.
You feel me?
Yeah. So I got some stuff I've been working on. It go like, these people don't understand what I've been through. That's why the people keep stressing me. Every time I come around, my people, they be acting brand new. So I keep protect with me. See the Pope gone ball till I fall. Yeah, and I ain't got a referee. It's out of jealousy. That's why they envy me. I am who they pretend to be. Yeah. I just think about that on the way over here. So it's like, when I'm going to piece that together. Nah, on the way over here. Like, I really pay beats in the car. And I be like, oh, yeah. So I really, and that's how I'm going to go to the studio. Probably leave here, go to the studio, start off with that. Yeah, I be like, oh, yeah, he did that on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there a song that all of y'all just, like, linked up on, everybody from 9-5?
It's Khalil. Khalil got a song. Khalil go by his rap name, Ben Hadjus. We got a song. It's the anthem. And it's like, too, it's so good that it's like, we waiting on it. You know, it's like, everybody just going to start rapping. And you know what I'm saying, like, establishing who you is as a person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then once we get our platform, I get my crowd, he get his crowd, we going boom. It's going to hit everybody like, oh, this hard. Cause,
I thought the song would be the best song.
Yeah, and that's my mindset. Oh, yeah, that's been my mindset. My mindset was starting in June. Mm-hmm. It started this summer. I said, man, this is when I'm going to grind. I'm going to go crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to grind so hard. When the summer hit, I'm taking over. And that's just how I feel. And when I say take over, I don't mean like, oh, I'm finna be Roddy Rich. If it happened, it happened. But when I mean, yeah, true. But when I say take over, I mean, I was speaking from like a personal level. Like, I'm finna take over my life, like doing what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's personal. It's, you know, it's like a get back, like a payback. And it ain't not necessarily like I'm after someone. It's just a payback to myself. Yeah. Like, something you should have been doing. You should have been speaking up. You should have been the stuff that I thought people was doing. Like, I see people connect with people, and I was so quiet because what I've been through, it made me like a very observant person. Mm-hmm. So I just sit back, I just be quiet, I won't say much. You know what I'm saying? And I see other people succeed because they opening up. And it was hard for me. It was like, I don't want to talk. Like, even when we playing basketball, it was like, dang, if I go talk to coach, you feel me? And I remember Coach Jack telling me, like, man, you a good player. You are. He was like, I don't know you. Like, I don't know too much about you. You don't say much. And I was just kind of like, I don't want to talk to you. I just want to play ball. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had to get out that mindset. Yeah. The mindset was like, man, I ain't finna kiss Coach Jack. But, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I had to stop looking at life like that. It ain't about kissing nobody, but it's about networking. Like, if you want to, like you said, Austin, when you was like, when I feel like you can't be scared to put your music out or say your name. That's what I had to learn. Like, man, look, I rap. Yeah. What you gonna do about it? Like, and that's how I feel right now. So it's good. It's working for me.
That's good.
I feel like you're going to have you a Roddy Rich summer now. You never know.
Yeah. I'm going to go for it because, like I said, I ain't one that's like, okay, we finna just make street music or this and that. Like, don't get me wrong. I like it. I like street music, you know what I'm saying? But I also like other music, you know? So it's like I was telling you, like, I listen to people from different places. I want something that, like, the new song I made, the Cook It Up, Whip It, you know what I'm saying? It's like a little street in it, but I see people dancing to it. Like, my vision, like, a dance to it, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I want to turn you up, make you have a good vibe. It ain't necessarily me go slap somebody or go fight somebody.
So you see yourself like going pop?
Yeah, most definitely. But still being able to make street music. Like, I don't see it just, I'm not going to just lay myself like, oh, I'm just going to be a pop rapper. Yeah. Nah, I want to do it all, and I'm going to do it all.
Okay. Well, thank you, man, for coming through, Pope, man, because I know I've been since my first interview. Yeah. Jay Norton, we're in there talking about you.
Nah, I appreciate you, but you know, it's all love.
Yeah, man, you know it's love this way. And, you know, keep doing your thing, keep grinding, because I know you're going to make it. I know your work ethic.
For sure. And thank you, Miss Jamaica.
You're welcome.
It's 9-5 Pope on the A-Rodge Podcast. I'll see y'all next week.
Yo, this is 9-5 shit. This shit ain't just no game. This shit a family.
JB gone.
It's a lifestyle.
Yo.
Yo.
JB drop that bite.
JB gon' drop that shit. Yo. Hope he gon' pop that.
Pop that.
JB gon' yo. JB gon' pop that shit. Yo. Yo. Hold up. JB gon' drop that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. JB gon' drop that shit, fuck it then, I'ma gon' beat the beat up again.
Yeah.
Got a little freak, stayed across town, told her I was inbound, she like to eat up the man. I'ma have to go see her again, yeah. We gon' have to go meet up again. Hey, bruh, call her, bruh, he done fucked up the re-up again. I been grinding since last week,
yeah.
Money chasing on the cash spree.
Yeah.
Play with us, get your ass beat, yeah. These hating hoes gon' harass me, yeah. Get the money, just attract me, yeah. Fuck it, I'ma hit the gas on him, yeah. Hit the boot, then spaz on
me.
I ever seen him, I'ma smash him.
Yeah.
You know what happened to your last homie?
You know
ran down, tried to clip homie. You were missing, went bitch homie.
Yeah.
Talking crazy, get your shit snapped. Yeah. I'm moving weight, got a six pack.
Yeah.
I'm going crazy, it's a mismatch.
Yeah.
My little niggas blow your roof back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even though I got bit rat,
yeah.
I still push the shit back.
Yeah.
You be scared to get your bitch back.
Yeah. Bitch
as
back.
The niggas, how we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got some shooters on the rooftop. Yeah.
The rooftop.
Real soldier, no Tupac.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving keys, no key Glock. Yeah. I've been thugging, so I keep Glocks. Yeah. I've been thugging, so I keep Glocks. Yeah. Niggas worried about fucking hoes. I'm chasing paper.
Yeah.
You ain't talking about getting cash. I see you later.
Yeah.
The bitch, I can't wine and dine. I'm from Jamaica. Yeah. Designer from my head to my toe. I'm kicking flavor. Yeah. My buddy bang got a crip on it.
Yeah.
My gun bang got a dick on it.
Yeah.
You a putt with your big homie.
Where
yeah. I walk around with a stick on me.
Yeah.
I walk around with a stick like a blind nigga.
Yeah.
9-5 get the rush, we gon' find niggas. 9-5 get the clutch when it's time, nigga.
Yeah.
We was down on that dick, now we got bigger. Yeah. I heard she can do some tricks with her mouth, nigga.
Yeah, for real.
Pat came in, we wrap it up and send it out, nigga.
Nah, for real.
These niggas pussy, then the bitch tell them go harder. My niggas shooting, catching bodies like a Vince Carter. And we ain't missing shit, it's the fourth quarter. Nigga talking crazy, went deaf on her. Ran off on the plug, went left on her. And I ain't beefing by the bitch, but I'm a step homie. You better tell, bro, but we blitz that. And I'm in the booth smoking green crack. I'm like a bad barber, push the shit back. I've been grinding full time just to get rat. I've been grinding full time just to get rat. Yeah.